Okay, second time around. I really wanted to review. Today, I'm gonna try and talk without crying. Chester Bennington, who was the lead singer of Linkin Park, killed himself and was found today. And if you've never tried to commit suicide, you have to be at a very specific level to reach that point where you no longer want to be alive, whether it's through feelings of depression or loneliness or inadequacy, or a combination of all of those. Because I've been there. This is a subject that is not discussed enough, and it needs to be. Because you wind up with people that are so incredibly talented and have so much to offer, and they can't exist on this playing field anymore. I said that I wasn't going to cry, and yet I am because I'm so upset about this because it really hits home for me. And it wasn't that long ago that I tried to kill myself because I couldn't find a reason that I was needed here. And after the fact, I had such a good response, such a positive response from people that didn't even know that that was what was happening. That I was wanted, that I was needed, that I was in some way helpful. And it seems so unfair that the people that are needed are the ones that are pushed out. And I think that's what I really wanted to address in this is that if you feel like you are not necessary anymore, that's a result of just cutting people off around you. It totally is, because if you reach out, it's not that hard. It takes minimal effort to find people around you who will advocate for you, who will tell you that you are wanted, that you're doing something important. I wish that, as stupid as it sounds, because, he's a fucking, singer for a rock band, whatever. But their music, oh my god. I bought their first EP when I was, 12 years old, and I listened to them through every stage, through their phases as Linkin Park, as, when Chester Bennington went to front Soundgarden, when Mike Shinoda branched off and did his own thing. I mean, I followed these guys, and Chester Bennington was somebody that lyrically really evoked emotions in every song that just resonated deeply. Not here anymore. And I think when you have somebody that you look up to, when you yourself are suicidal, that commits suicide, it just fucks with your head a little bit more. I mean, I listened to their latest album, their Light album, before I tried to kill myself, and after I did, it was like somebody wrote my life story and put it to music. And I think that makes it even harder because it's like somebody, like he knew. I listened to those songs and it's like he knew. So it was like his goodbye. There's a song on the album called Good Goodbye, Jesus Christ. Like, how much more clear can you be? And when you are trying so hard to be strong and yet you have no capacity to continue. So you just like evoke these subtle under the radar it's like you're trying to get the world to see that you don't want to be here anymore without saying it. And a hindsight is always 20/20. I so wish he knew. I so wish he knew how influential his songs were, how influential his writing was. This one's hit me hard. It's just a, like, everybody just is like, oh, it's just a fucking celebrity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but it's not. It's not, because it could have been me. It almost was. In a weird, different, completely kind of way. Which is, makes it just not a very good comparison, but I literally saw him and Linkin Park performing on Good Morning America, like, 2 weeks ago. And he was smiling and he was happy and he was performing songs from his first EP with Linkin Park and who the fuck would have known? And I think oh god. Fuck, man. You know, telling people that you tried to kill yourself is a little like coming out of the closet, which I've done, so I can compare those two. So today I kind of like came out of the closet, not in a gay sense, but in a sense that, like, you know, hey, this happened, I tried to fucking kill myself, and that happened just like minutes before I found out that Chester Bennington killed himself. And I think that even, like, made it worse, that I had just, like, come clean with this with somebody that had no idea that this was even happening or had happened. And then she was the person that told me, oh, have you seen, by the way, Chester Bennington? Who is Chester Bennington? The lead singer of Linkin Park. Oh, he just hung himself. I'm sorry, what? What? I had no idea that my response was going to be so fucking emotional, but it is. It is absolutely, completely emotional for multiple reasons. I so vividly remember sitting on a dock, looking at the water, listening to, why is everything so heavy? I'm holding on, but this is so much more than I can carry. And it was like my anthem at the moment to just, if I could, I keep dragging around what's bringing me down, and if I could just let go, I'd be set free. That was my anthem to just end it. And how did nobody else see this? How did nobody else see this? And mental health is such a big fucking problem in this country, and nobody wants to acknowledge it, like the problem that it is. And it is a big goddamn problem, because it has almost killed me so many times, and I wish that I'd had the resources. I wish that someone had told me about the resources that are available before it got that bad. But nobody did. And that's so unfair. It's so unfair. So I spent the majority of this doing exactly what I said I didn't want to do, which is crying while I'm talking. But it's really hard not to be emotional about this. When it hits you that close, it's hard not to be emotional about it. This one hit really close to home. Because it was almost me. And I don't even know if I'm happy that it wasn't. But I wish it hadn't been him. What do you do when the person that you looked up to try and not end your own life ends his life instead? You know, what do you do with that? It's tough. It's really tough. Fuck, man. Alright, well, I don't really know what else to say outside of that. I just know that I'm trying to deal with some shit, and it's not working very well right now, but this is me just, like, vocalizing it once again, throwing it out into the ether. I hope if anybody listens to this, they learn from my mistakes and can move beyond this, because this shit sucks, dude. Alright, I'm Sarah, and I'm out.